warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Welcome to Radio Islam International and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Household Express, a program dedicated to all your homemaking needs. And I am Sister Mara and Auntie Khadija Ibrahim will be in your company up to 11 a.m. this morning. Assalamu alaikum, Auntie Khadija, how are you?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm alhamdulillah shukar well and I hope all the listeners are also well.
Yes, alhamdulillah. Well, today we're going to commence with the health segment, and it's we're going to continue with top tips to stay healthy during your Hajj journey. And Sister Zaida Muhammad, we're actually going to be sharing with you remedies on diarrhea, blisters due to walking, respiratory infections, a common cold, flu, coughs, also a bit of probiotic advice, and what do you do if you have a toothache during your Hajj journey, and also how to keep yourself hydrated during your Hajj journey. And also in the homemaking segment, we're going to share with you some ideas on how to pack your bag for Hajj, how you're packing your snacks, your biscuits, your medication, your ihram, etc. And the cooking segment, what can we look forward to today, Auntie Khadija?
Okay, so today we're going a bit different. It's a selection of different types of beans recipes. We're having a sugar beans curry, a divine dumpling recipe, a butter beans, a baked beans and dumpling recipe.
So today we're going beans.
We're going beans, Jim.
Okay. Well, let's look forward to in today's program. The question we're asking you today is also related to Hajj. Is share with us ideas on how to pack your bag for Hajj. You can SMS or WhatsApp us on 082-565-8648 and also follow me on Instagram. That's Amara_Mullah. Let's cross over to Kamatipur now. Assalamu alaikum, Zaida. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, and yourself?
Alhamdulillah, Zaira. Well, most of the Gujarat, basically some of the Gujarat have left already and some are busy packing their bags to leave for this blessed journey. Now, it's impossible not to expose yourself to all sorts of weird germs when you travel. You're eating strange things, you're sleeping in strange places, you're sharing airspace with people you've never met. The chances are high that you're going to get sick. And people do, I can tell you, it's not fun. But if you really insist on getting sick while traveling, let's share some remedies starting with diarrhea, Zaira.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Diarrhea is the most common problem that can affect anyone's trip. Don't eat anything that is not properly and thoroughly cooked. First, stay hydrated by drinking lots of water. Make a cup of tea by using chopped ginger or ginger powder added to very hot water, and do this 2 to 3 times daily to soothe the stomach and help relieve you from cramping. Alternatively, you can make a solution by mixing honey with equal quantities of cumin powder, cinnamon powder, and dried ginger powder. You can make it from home and carry it with you. Then you consume this 3 times a day until you see improvement. You can eat 1 or 2 ripe bananas for a day, as they provide potassium to make up for the loss of electrolytes in diarrhea. Eat apples, as the pectin in apples is essential to consolidate the stools, which is needed to improve the condition of diarrhea. Then we have chamomile tea. It's an excellent source of antispasmodic properties and tannins, which make it a perfect treatment for diarrhea. You get a chamomile tea bag. Eat white rice, have black tea and yogurt. Carry activated charcoal, which is actually an emergency medicine item that can also be used to treat skin ailments, diarrhea, bad breath, constipation, and body odor. It can be used as a poultice to treat insect stings, rash, mushroom poisoning, poison ivy, cholera, dysentery, bites, and inflammation.
Then coming back to the, you mentioned the honey, the cumin powder. Okay, more about the cumin powder, to jeera powder, cinnamon powder, and dried ginger powder. You know, how would you pack it? I'll just hope the airport things, obviously don't know, if you're getting some powder, looks like drugs, but they're quite sick nowadays, you know. Maybe I must make mention of that as well.
You know what, they can test it, they can taste it too. You can mix it in a small jar, small honey, those small little cute bottles you get, or a container.
Yes.
And you mix your honey with it and keep it ready for you.
Okay. And also, I think the yogurt, you get lots of lovely yogurt there, very healthy yogurt there. And it's lots of the Arabs actually have the yogurt there. And it's part of the Middle East cuisine as well.
Yeah, because when you're in 5 days, then you don't have an access to a surgery or to a doctor or something. Maybe you can go to a clinic or the ambulance there or something, but if you have these things with you on hand, it's to save you.
Well, in emergency, SAUK is there, and you've got the clinic there in MENA, the hospital there. They're quite efficient in that. And also, Zara, you mentioned the activated charcoal. Does it come in powder form?
You get it in a powder form. You get it in capsule or a tablet form as well, so mm-hmm. you can see which one you want. It's better to take the tablet or the capsule because the powder is quite messy. It's actually black in color. It's like soup.
Okay. And it's better to keep it in its original container.
Yeah, keep it in the original container.
Okay. Then, Zara, a common complaint from the walking is blisters. What can be done to prevent or treat blisters, cuts and wounds that may occur while on Hajj?
Firstly, ensure that your shoes fit you well and are broken into, which can do the most to prevent blisters. Wearing a new pair of shoes on the day you leave home is just not a good idea. I know when I went for Hajj 15 years ago, I wore a new burqa, and those the burqa I had was elastic. It was new and it hurt me right till the time I reached.
Yes, yeah.
It was so uncomfortable, because it was a brand new burqa. I didn't use it before. Mm-hmm. That's so important to wear shoes that you are comfortable with from home. Then you keep your cuts clean and protected if at all possible. If you have open wounds, clean it thoroughly and irrigate it as soon as possible. You can use soap and water. Then you cover the area with a clean, dry dressing that gets changed at least twice per day. Clean the area often, again with soap and water. Then we have honey is one of nature's mighty superfoods. Honey has long been utilized for its antibacterial properties, and we all know it's both a food and a medicine. Manuka honey, why I'm speaking specifically about this, is Mother Nature's perfect wound dressing, and people are buying this particular honey in chemist in Mecca.
Mm.
You can buy a small little bottle and carry it with you for 5 days. Unlike other emergency medicines, you can actually eat this medicine too. And Manuka honey is its own delicious source of calories and valuable internal medicine that helps boost immune function and can fight bad bacteria in your gut. It seals wounds like a natural bandage, keeping out bacteria and viruses. When you use it with wound dressings, it makes an extremely effective wound treatment for victims of burns, cuts, or scrapes. And also, I did speak last week about the colloidal silver gel. Mm-hmm. It's also very effective. Then we have cayenne pepper. It heals wounds. It can also be used to help stop any bleeding as well. In fact, many people attest to its ability to halt bleeding nearly instantly. You get them in aisles selling health products.
Okay, lovely. Now, Zara, the Hujjaj are usually plagued with respiratory infections. What do you suggest they do?
The common cold, the upper respiratory infection, is found everywhere and generally caused by viruses. Sometimes the symptoms include a runny nose, slight fever, ear pressure, and muscle aches. Antibiotics only cure certain infections due to bacteria, and if taken carelessly, you may get more seriously ill than you bargained for. So with any illness, it is critical to address the underlying cause, whether it's bacterial or viral. And antibiotics will not kill cold or flu viruses, and here are some natural remedies that you can take. Lemon. Get fresh lemons. It's a great mucus clearer on its own. It can provide you with some vitamin C, and honey is naturally antibacterial, so you can include them in your hot water. Pineapple, garlic, and drinking hot herbal tea may also help fight sinus congestion.
Mm-hmm. And then what specific herbs can help you relieve cold and flu symptoms?
Okay, before we leave our Hajj shop, we need to do a bit of shopping. Go to a health shop or a herbal aisle. A health aisle, and look for teas like ginger, mint tea, with yarrow, chamomile, then cayenne pepper for bleeding nose and wounds. When it comes to peppermint tea contains menthol, which helps to break up congestion, along with having a calming and a numbing effect. A natural remedy when you have symptoms like a headache, nausea, and congested sinuses, peppermint is ideal for that. You can even look at the shops there for mint, fresh mint. Then ginger tea, a cup of tea made with ginger, has a wonderful warming effect on your body that feels very comforting. And if you have a chill from fever, you have the ginger tea. It's especially helpful to give relief if you have an upset stomach. Ginger powder added to hot water with honey will do. yarrow tea relaxes you while offering great immune system support. Now, this classic herbal remedy for cold and flu encourages the body to sweat, which can help to naturally reduce the fever. Clove tea, we need to carry some cloves from your kitchen spice tin. It's an expectorant that makes it easier to cough up congestion that's in your lungs. So you make a tea with the cloves, also helps to encourage your sinuses to open and helps you to breathe easier, and it also settles an upset stomach. Then you can add cayenne pepper to hot water with a few squeezes of lemon. I'm sure you can get lemons selling somewhere or at Bin Dawood or somewhere.
Plenty, plenty. Mm-hmm. Even the spices and the different type of herbal teas, even your cloves, your cinnamon powder, you get plenty of that.
Okay, so you have everything there. Mm. You didn't carry it from home. Then antibiotics work by killing bacteria, both friendly and unfriendly. So probiotics add good bacteria to your body. Adding more good bacteria can crowd out the bad bacteria, and at the very least makes it more difficult for them to thrive. But remember, probiotics is not a magic bullet, and there's no guarantee that you won't get sick. It's just to help yourself to increase your immunity. Adding live culture food to your diet is just one thing you can do to make your body more friendly to good microbes and less friendly to bad microbes.
Okay, lovely. Now, you know, we always say that the wood charge must start with probiotics, at least probiotics, at least a week or 2 weeks before they actually depart, and continue taking it there as well. So which probiotics are best?
If you are purchasing probiotics, make sure you look for live and active cultures. Mm-hmm. These labels, you want good bacteria. Watch out for brands that are full of sugar and artificial ingredients. So the best is go to a health shop and ask them what is the best that they have. They will be able to guide you with these. These work against your body's ability to heal. And we must also limit or eliminate the following foods to reduce mucus: dairy products, bread, biscuits, sugar, potatoes, and other starchy root vegetables.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And is there anything for a cough? What would a natural remedy consist of? And I think that's the first thing, even before your nose starts running, you know, you end up with this dry, hacking cough, you know. And so what remedies can the judge use for that?
Honey mixed with cinnamon powder in a small container.
Mm-hmm.
You can take one spoonful as needed to quieten a cough. Take it like 3, 4, 5 times for the day. Both cinnamon and honey are antibacterial and antiviral, and the honey coats and soothes the throat. For mild congestion, you can take warm salt water, which soothes throat tissue irritated by nasal drainage, and the heat, moisture, and the gargling action helps to move and shift the mucus all up. We mustn't forget Kulunji also. Take a little bit, take a small bottle of Kulunji oil with you, and you can have this morning and evening as an immune booster. And honey, when it comes to earaches, we're not carrying too many stuff, so honey is like your first item that you should be having with you. You can take a little bit of honey onto cotton wool and wipe it around the outer edges of the ear canal.
Yeah.
And you can do the same with the Kulunji oil on the outer ear.
Okay, it's really different, something different, honey, on the outer ear. The first I heard of that, you know. Normally we say beaks or zambak or any palm or something. But it's the first I heard
avoiding
about.
Things with garlic, because now you are on ihra,
yes. Zena, what can we do for a toothache while you're on your hajj journey?
Okay, if you're having tooth problems or you have fillings that's very old in your mouth, before you leave for your hajj, do see a dentist, because all of a sudden your filling comes out and then you're sitting with a big predicament.
Yes.
You can take the Kulunji oil and put a few drops on the area wherever you have a toothache, or you can take a clove, place it on the place of the toothache and bite down on it hard, or you can carry a few sachets of bicarbonate of soda, which is a cotton wool, moisten it with a bit of water, dip it in bicarb, but soak the sap really well with bicarb, and then you apply it on the toothache. Then you can also make a mouth rinse by mixing a spoonful of bicarb in a glass of warm water, dissolve the bicarb, and you swish the mixture in your mouth, and then you spit it out.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can apply a warm, moist tea bag to the area on the outer cheek, or make a fresh cup of tea, then you use the same tea bag while it's still warm, or you stick it in your mouth as well. And careful not to tear the bag, because the tannins in the tea are naturally, it naturally helps to numb things, so it will help you.
Okay, yes. some great remedies coming through. And Zara, to actually wrap up today's program, you actually have some hydration tips for the Ujjaj as well, how to stay hydrated.
Yes, we mustn't forget to hydrate, drink enough water to prevent thirst. Don't wait to get thirsty and then drink the water. Monitor fluid loss by checking the color of your urine. It should be pale yellow and not dark yellow, too smelly or cloudy. Eat at least 5 fruits and vegetables for the day for optimum health, as they all contain their own natural water and it's all important nutrient potassium. You can also replace fluid and sodium losses with watery foods that contain salt and potassium, such as soup and vegetable juices. I don't know where you're going to get vegetable juices there, but you can add a pinch of pink salt to your bottle of water. And for those that's walking, they will need food, dried fruit, nut mixtures, as they contain high amounts of potassium, sodium, protein, carbs, and calories, and continue to drink plenty of water. Mm-hmm. We also request from all of those on such a blessed journey for du'as, and we in turn ask Almighty Allah to grant you an accepted Hajj.
Ameen, ameen, yes. Sarah, JazakAllah for those lovely remedies and so much, good information, so much for the Hujjaj as well. Allah will reward you in abundance as well. And inshallah, we'll chat to you in a couple of weeks' time again. JazakAllah, Zaida. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Well, it was Sister Zaida Mohammed, and she's a health researcher as well, and some very good advice for the Hujjaj. Please, plain and simple things. You know, she spoke about honey, about the spices.
Yes.
If you don't carry the spices, but you don't stress.
You get it.
You know, you get everything at the supermarkets there, and even the herbal teas, you get those sachets.
All
you
can
get,
yes.
You don't have to carry all that. You get everything.
Everything
there. You get everything. You say, we stress from here. Even she spoke about the vegetable juices. You get plenty of vegetable juices. There is so much there. Well, we're going to go for a short break. When we come back, we're going to be asking, sharing some advice on how to pack your bag for Hajj, also how to pack your snacks, like your biscuits and things like that. And we'd like you to also interact with us. You can share with us ideas on how to pack your bag for Hajj. You can SMS or WhatsApp me on 082-565-8648. And then we're going to go on to the cooking segment of the program. And today it's all about beans. So we've got some lovely recipes. In fact, a selection of different types of bean recipes. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back. Well, the question we're asking you today is, share with us ideas on how to pack your bag for Hajj. We're looking at how to pack your biscuit, your snacks, your clothing, your ihram. And do you have any ideas, you can SMS us or WhatsApp me on 082-565-8648. And what ideas do you have on how to pack your biscuits for Hajj?
Well, like we said last week, you know what, you have to pack them compact in containers, like boxes or something that you don't need to, once you use finish, you just throw it away, and you don't have to cut it all over the show. And wrap them in glad wrap or wax paper, and put it in your wax paper box. It stays nice and sealed, and it's fresh also.
Okay. And my mom and I'm also leaving for Hajj tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've done is the fruit cake, slice of fruit cake, and take each fruit cake, the slice of it, wrap it up in cling wrap,
okay,
and then freeze it, and then pack it up nicely into a
very
flat Tupperware, if you have,
okay,
you know. And you don't have to worry about bringing it back
and all that. But it stays really, one thing with fruit cake, it goes a long way. It lasts for almost up to 6 months, you can give them that. It's mm-hmm. very good.
People take fruitcake, your naan katai, each one was wrapped individually.
Gee.
Then you've got rusk. We took about 3 and we cling wrap it and put it into the wax wrap boxes as well.
Uh-huh.
Biscuits. You know, you feel like for your own homemade biscuits. So take that with as well. And then also people take muscat with as well.
That's biltong, also,
China fruit, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And also the Ziploc bags come in very, very handy.
Yes, they do. Especially for your chevro and things like that.
Yes.
And they stay nice and fresh also.
Even for your different types of medication, you can take a very small Ziploc bag. Say for your flu medication, put it into a Ziploc bag and mark it flu medication.
Yes.
Then maybe stomach ache, you make a different types of Ziploc bags, mm-hmm, and maybe color code it or just label it nicely.
Another very important thing is try and label each and everything.
Yes.
So what happens, you know exactly what medication is for what usage.
And take enough medication, take your script with as well, in case you run short or you might get stopped and ask what medication are you carrying. At least you've got a letter from your doctor stating that this is my chronic medication as well. And also, just some advice that came through earlier on that sister says that when you get there to Medina, obviously the hujjaj go first to Medina, go to the chemist and to the pharmacy and ask them for the flu vaccine.
Okay.
And take the flu vaccine from there because that virus is different to the one that's here. So you can do that as well.
Yes.
In fact, it will help you a lot as well.
Yes. With your
and what you can do is go to the Sauk mobile clinic. I mean, not the mobile clinic, Sauk clinic medical, and then you can take the vitamin B injection there.
Also.
So it's also
good. It also helps.
It helps a lot.
It does
yes.
Help, yeah.
And also, what you can do, ladies and men, also put your ihram into like a nice packet, mark it. My, you know, your ihram. That's the ihram as well. And make sure you get all your necessary items ready as well.
You know, alhamdulillah, life is so easy nowadays.
Yes,
everything
yes.
is so easily available, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala take everybody and accept everybody's hajj, inshallah.
Inshallah, ameen. Well, let's go to our messages. This one says, I pick in a 5-liter ice cream container, then you use the same container for soaking kurtas and cloaks, so take two plus your biscuits won't break along the way. What a nice idea.
Yeah, it is actually, hey?
Very nice idea, but you're using the container again to soak your cloak and your kurtas, yes.
Yes, it is an idea.
Okay. Yeah, in fact, this is they just shared with us also, just when us talk about how to do your little bit of washing
also.
When you're in Makkah and Medina. Very easy.
Gee, of course, it makes sense.
Take a bit of, if you want, you can take your sunlight powder from here. If you want, you can buy the Thai powder from there. Take hangers, take bags.
It's best to use the powder, the soap powder from there.
Okay.
Because of the water there, that soap powder just works well with the water.
Okay. And you know what I do, Auntie Grace? I think the same sunlight powder from it still works.
Is it, eh? Oh, okay.
Okay. Then this message comes through via SMS says, Salams, I've taken rusk and biscuits. I packed into foil, wrapped nicely and put into Ziploc packets. Doesn't take up space as Tupperwares do. And another tip, pack your bags half and half. So two cloaks in your bag and two in your partners in case bags come up at least.
Yes, that's also another
very important tip. And JazakAllah for sharing that very important tips to the listener who sent the SMS. So that's also a good idea, yes. And also let's go to our other messages. Okay, they're still coming through. Yes, we're talking about the washing. Take your hangers, take your pegs,
yes.
take your string with. And your washing can be done so easy. It dries so quickly.
And it's so hot there. No time the washing dries.
Wash your clothes, the kurta, your underwear, and put it into the hanger over the shower.
No time it dries, yes.
Mm-hmm. And you carry all those things with you, and it's so easy. You know, alhamdulillah, the hotels are so nice, and even food-wise, even hajj as well, they've made it so much easy.
So much of food available everywhere.
There's lots and lots of food. You get fridges full of cold drinks and juices and fruit and croissants and cereals and
you
scrambled
name it
eggs.
And it's there.
Your lunch will be provided, your supper will be provided, everything. But make sure you drink lots and lots of liquids.
Yes,
be especially. It juice, be it cold drink, be it water. Drink lots and keep yourself hydrated because of the heat. Remember, you're going from the freezer to the oven, from the oven back to the freezer.
Yes.
We're not, won't be
it
so
won't be
cold.
So cold,
yes.
Inshallah.
Okay. Yes, and we're still taking your messages. Share with us ideas on how to pack your bag for Hajj. And what other items do you think the hujjaj can carry with and which are important items?
Your shoes. You know, you must carry comfortable shoes. They're very important. You must remember you're walking a lot, so your shoes has to be the most comfortable.
Comfortable shoes, yes. And also, it's also a good idea to take some rubber gloves. It's easy to wash clothes because the water is a bit hard there.
It is hard.
It's just
water.
So easy, especially for washing kurtas.
Yes, no, it is. So
the gloves, you don't have to rub so much, but the white
kurtas.
Maybe for the white kurtas, you can take a bar of Finnish soap.
Yeah, that's also
that works
also
very
works.
Nice it for any
work.
Types of marks as well. And talking about gloves, you can take some plastic gloves with as well because You can actually use it in your 5 days of Hajj.
Yeah.
Especially when you go to the toilet. Take an old sandal, like a beach tong with as well. You don't have to bring it back again.
Even normally, I know they take elastic also.
For the pants,
for the pants, or even for your clothes too. You know, when you're using the toilets and just to lift the clothes, you just put the elastic around your waist and just lift your cloak up. So it doesn't get napak or anything.
Yes. Like then there's another idea. Sometimes you can get a flat toilet or a high toilet and you're so scared of parking and napaki. So take a hook with you. There's a special hook you get.
Yes.
You can get it at one of the supermarkets or the stores and you can hook that hook over the door and just take out your abaya and you can hook it on there. Same thing for the men. They can hook the top of the ihram so you don't get napaki as well. Right. Then there's a message coming through. This one says the small hotel shampoo that you get works very well for washing kurtas and abayas. Oh yes, indeed, yes. And that also works very well indeed. And yeah, so that hook is a mask also. Mm-hmm. The plastic gloves is a mask as well.
Mm-hmm.
When you go into the toilet, you can use it because you get those hose pipes, the istinja hose pipes. So you don't know whether they park or not park.
Park.
So you put the glove on as well.
So you,
and you release it out again and then you
on
can...
On the safe side.
On the safe side. And I'll take an old pair of sandal for the toilet as well. That's also... Then this one says... Assalamu alaikum. You can pack biscuits in empty Pringle containers.
Yes.
Jazakala for sharing that. Then Sister Rashida from Woodbank says, I use a shampoo and conditioner. It works very well.
Okay.
And you don't have to carry your own toiletries, but you're the hotel you're staying.
They're
going to supply you with all it.
Yes.
But I suppose if you set using your own shampoo, your own
why
conditioner,
not,
your own type of soap, then why not? Then you just stick to that.
Yes.
Because you don't want to have... unnecessary allergies and skin infections coming up. Then the sister on Instagram says, she says, please advise on what easy food to take when we don't have kitchen, but we would still like to carry a little bit of food. Someone told us to use sunlight dishwashing liquid to wash clothes. Tried it, worked wonderfully. Jazakallah, I really love and look forward to your program. Jazakallah so much. Good idea, Aunt Kreacha. What food would you take with on your Hajj journey?
You can't take all types of food. You can't take any type of food. I know normally people that carry food, they normally take it to the butcher and they vacuum pack it.
Yes.
Once you vacuum pack your food, it doesn't go off very quickly. And you totally cook it till it's totally completely cooked. And you just vacuum pack it and take it. It works wonders.
Mm-hmm.
It really works wonders.
And then your small frying pan.
Yes. Then you normally do get the small electric frying pans. And they work wonders. Huh? They really work. Just to, you know, warm your food and things like that, it works.
Only a tip for the listeners. You're taking the small frying pan worth for the whole charge. If you're using it in Makkah and Medina and the
hotel,
you need the adapter.
Yes.
And also, when you're done using it, clean it and put it away in your bed in case the cleaners might see that and they might take it away as well.
Okay. Yeah.
But in Israel, you can use, not a problem at all. And just make sure you wrap it up nice in your bag and tape it up nicely. Wrap it up with nice. Take old towels with also, you know, because you will sometimes you're going to be needing it in Aziz as well.
Yes.
In hotels, you will not be needing that as well. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's take a break. When you come back, we're going to do the recipe segment of the program. And today we're sharing with you a selection of different types of bean recipes. And you can get your pens and papers ready to jot down the lovely bean recipes. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. Well, before we go on to the recipe segment, we've got a couple of messages coming through. This one says, make sure men who are wearing the ihram jumpers before Hajj and are using the same one for Hajj, don't leave them on the shelves. It gets stolen. And if you're doing walking Hajj, then you've got a problem. Keep shoes with you. This is where the shoe bags come in handy. And another one said, I guess I'm reading when I'm laughing, you know, because it happens. It happened before, and they said, men, please make sure your ihram belt is tight to avoid embarrassing situations. Okay, let's go to the recipe segment, a selection of different types of bean recipes.
Okay, our first recipe is a sugar beans curry. You need 2 cups of sugar beans, boiled till soft and cooked, 2 kilos of mutton meat, 2 big onions cubed, a tablespoon of red and green masala, 1 teaspoon whole jeera, 2 teaspoons of salt, 5 green chilies whole, 2 teaspoons dry dana, 1 teaspoon of arad, and 4 tomatoes grated. Now for your method, you wash and drain your meat. You make your vagar with onion and whole jeeru. You braise your masalas and add the mutton meat. Let it cook till almost done and add your tomatoes and continue cooking. While the meat is cooking, you make your dumplings. Add water to the pot and add the dumplings. Steam till cooked and enjoy. Lovely as a winter dish.
Lovely. So the sugar beans, we repeat the recipe again. It's 2 cups sugar beans, boiled till soft and cooked. 2 kilograms of mutton. 2 big onions cubed. 1 tablespoon red and green masala. 1 teaspoon of jeeru. 2 teaspoons salt. 5 whole green chilies. 2 teaspoons dry dana. 1 teaspoon arad. And 4 tomatoes grated. You wash and drain meat. Make wakar with onion and whole jeeru. You braise masalas and add mutton meat. Let it cook till almost done, then add tomatoes and continue cooking. While meat is cooking, make dumplings. Add water to the pot and add dumplings. Steam till cooked and enjoy, and lovely as a winter dish. A very easy way is your sugar beans and grated to put into the pressure cooker.
Yes, it cooks very quickly. Mm-hmm. In no time, in half an hour, your sugar beans are nicely cooked already.
Okay. What about the tin sugar beans?
Yes, you can use that also. But I still prefer the normal boiled beans.
Yes.
It's much nicer.
Okay.
Okay. For the next one, our divine dumpling recipe, it's 1 cup of flour, 1 teaspoon baking powder, 1 tablespoon of butter, 1 egg, salt and pepper, milk, greens is optional. You soak your flour and baking powder. You rub in butter, add your egg, salt, pepper and greens. Add enough milk to make a soft batter. The mixture should be of dropping consistency. Cook for about 15 to 20 minutes.
Well, I'm not going to have time to repeat the recipes again, but it's on the website. All of the recipes are on the website. You go to radioislam.co.za. If you don't have access to internet, you can call Sister Faiza on 011-854-7022, and she will gladly assist you. Next recipe and creature is a butter beans recipe.
The butter beans recipe is a tin of butter beans, 1 onion chopped, 1 teaspoon of whole jeeru, 1/2 teaspoon of arad, 1 teaspoon salt, 1 teaspoon fine dana, 1 tablespoon of ginger garlic masala, 1/2 teaspoon of mustard seeds, 2 tomatoes grated or liquidized. Your method is you make your vagar with onion, jeeru, mustard seeds and oil. When done, you braise your masala and spices. Then you add your tomato and cook till done. Add your butter beans and cook till sauce thickens.
And butter beans very easy, very
it's
quick.
It's very easy.
Quick
and it tastes nice. Even.
It's very tasty, mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, and the third one is baked beans and dumplings. That's 1/2 kilo chicken fillet cubed, 1 onion cubed, 1 tablespoon of red ginger garlic masala, 1 teaspoon of whole jeeru, 1 teaspoon red chilies, 1 teaspoon of arad powder, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon dry dana, 3 tomatoes grated. You make your vagar with jeeru and oil. When done, you add your masalas and spices and braise. Thereafter, add your chicken fillet and cook till done. Add tomatoes and cook further and add baked beans. Add about 1 cup of water and leave to simmer on low. Then you take your dumplings mixture. That's 2 cups of self-raising flour. Salt and pepper to taste, 1 tablespoon of ghee, 1 good sprinkle of parsley. You make the dough with cold water and add 1 tablespoon of dough into the baked beans. Once all the dough has been added, close lid and steam on low for about 20 minutes. Try not to open the pot lid.
Very different dumplings as we've got self-raising flour.
Self-raising flour.
Okay, so that actually is really tasty and divine recipes. You know, we spoke about the ihrams and gels. Just a thought comes to mind is many women want to know whether you must wear black or you must wear white for your ihram.
Yes.
There is no rule stating black or white, you know.
The choice is yours. Yes.
Okay? But again, if you're wearing white, make sure you've got like a petticoat or something on underneath
yes,
as well.
It mustn't be
see-through as well.
Yes.
Yes. And so preference left to the ladies. But most women feel whatever you want to wear
comfortable with
as well. And, well, we've almost come to the end. We've got a few more minutes left. And, yes, like we said, you know, you get lots of fruit there as well. Like the bananas are good. Like Zaira said, the rice also you're going to get. Like if you want to even order rice for the lunchtime, there's lots of cooks there. You order, you actually place the order a day beforehand, give your hotel room number, give your name. You can pick it up after Zohar. And you get like curry khichdi with the aloo fry, you get with the kachumar.
All the accompaniments with it.
Dalin rice, papad, mutton curry, chicken curry, roast chicken.
Yes, I just received yesterday a message where food is available all over.
And very tasty food.
And very tasty food.
Like, you know? And it's recommended to even get echo wires there. So
and the thing is, if you're ordering the food, they say for one people, but three people
there's
can
so
eat.
There's so much of burkat in it as well. Yes.
So that's also a good point. Like, you know,
but for those who feel they want to take food with them, by all means, take it. Make it, cook it, vacuum seal it. You can go, like I said, take your small frying pan if you want to. And
The choice is yours.
It's each individual how you want to also.
Exactly.
But make sure you eat well, you drink well, you take your medication on time as well.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to end up getting sick. Or anything. Even if you get it sick, it's still the blessings of Allah.
No.
Because you're in His, Allah has called you.
Yes.
Absolutely, yes. And also white rice, she says black tea, the yogurt tea.
Oh, because the yogurt is the best lavender that you get there.
It's got very good cultures in it as well. And start your probiotic from now.
Yes.
Continue taking it every day, you know. And
drink lots of Zamzam water.
What more can you drink?
Yes.
That's the best.
Yes.
That's the best remedy for all ailments. And you can add plenty Zamzam water. In fact, if you're going to go to the haram, fill up your bottle. Outside the haram is also Zamzam tanks. Take your bottles there, fill it up, keep it in your room, and just sip as you want.
Yes.
And also, don't take small water bottles, empty water bottles in the haram. Especially on the ladies' side, the lady can't take it away from you. They search your bags, ladies who are going to the haram in Medina, make sure also, they won't even want you to take the cell phone with you.
No.
You know? So, you can either just leave it in your hotel room or, you know, from my side, I hid it into my shoes. Because when I went for Hajj tonight to do some audios or something, you know, or just make notes or something, so I hid it in my shoe, So if you want to take it with you, take, but just be careful of what you carry with you because they actually search your bags at the entrance, the lady guard.
And they take whatever has to be taken away.
But don't carry unnecessary things with you as well, okay? And even if you're going on ziyarat, make sure you carry a little bit of medication with you in your small bag, whatever chronic medication you take, even if you're going on ziyarat, and make sure you keep water or something to eat with you all the time. Because it's very, very hot.
It is hot.
Well, we've come to the end of a lovely program, Jazakallah, for those who SMS and WhatsApp as well. Here's wishing all the Hujjaj, Hajj Maqboor, Hajj Mabroor, to my parents as well. As I grant you the best.
Amen.
You know, make it easy for you. They're quite the authentic leader.
Inshallah, make it easy for them.
Inshallah, Amin. From me and Amara, and at Great Hair Prime. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
मक्का याद आता है वो जमजम याद आता है वो काबा याद आता है मुझे फुरकात में रह कर फिर वो मक्का याद आता है वो जमजम याद आता है वो काबा याद आता है पहन कर सिर्फ दो कपड़े मेरा वो चीखते फिरना वो कोशिश याद आती है वो नारा याद आता है जहाँ जाकर मैं सर रखता जहाँ मैं हाथ फैलाता वो चौखट याद आती है वो पर्दा याद आता है कभी वो रुक रुक के रह जाना वो चलना याद आता है, वो नक्शा याद आता है, कभी वहशत में आकर फिर सफा पर जाके चढ़ जाना, वो मसरा याद आता है, वो मरवा याद आता है, कभी चक्कर लगाना हाजियों की सफ में लड़ भड़ कर, वो धक्के याद आते हैं, वो झगड़ा याद आता है, कभी फिर उनसे हट कर देखना काबे को हसरत से, वो हसरत याद आती है, वो काबा याद आता है, कभी जाना पत्थर मारना शैतान को तकबीर पढ़ पढ़ कर, वो हौवा याद आता है, वो सौदा याद आता है, मीना में लौट कर कुर्बानी करना मेरा दुम्बे को, वो सुन्नत याद आती है, वो फिदिया याद आता है, मीना से सर मुंडा कर दौड़ जाना मेरा काबे को, वो ज़ियारत याद आती है, वो जाना याद आता है, मीना में रह के रातों दुआएं मांगना मेरा, वो नाले